Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown Public Library Library Director, Sarah Rosenblum. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you making a little adjustment for us. I knew it was going to be tough to get somebody here July 3rd, but I appreciate you making some time. Because it is July 3rd, tomorrow's July 4th, I'm guessing the hours at the Marshalltown Library are going to change this weekend.
Yes, they will. We will be closed, of course, on Friday, July 4th, but we're taking advantage of the holiday weekend to do a little bit of work in our lobbies. So we are going to close the library for the whole weekend. So today we're open till 7 o'clock tonight on Thursday, and we'll be closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But of course, the library is always open virtually 24 hours a day with your library card. If you're not sure, give us a call before we close tonight. If you're not sure of your PIN number, you know, give us a call, swing by and talk to us, and we'll get you all set up.
Yeah. That's Libby, right? Libby, virtual.
Yep. Yep. And we have a lot of Libby users. I use Libby. And yeah, so we do want to, you know, and of course you can return your books over the weekend in the drive through. They'll be fine. It's just that we took this advantage to do this tile work and kind of get our tile back in shape.
Yeah. So library will be closed tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Yes. Taking advantage of that holiday weekend, also getting some work done. We are in the middle of summer reading. I know last month we talked to Joa a little bit on a Zach chat, but then also talked to you about summer reading. How's that going so far this year?
It is going great. Guns. I don't have numbers, but I know that youth has got a number of participants and also adult. So it's still time to start summer reading. And, you know, it could be that you're reading, you're doing audiobooks. We're really doing like we're counting, I think, minutes or something. I don't actually know. I don't do it myself.
I think it's 15 minutes.
15 minutes a day. But I know we've had some kids that are blasting through it. And, you know, even babies, when you read to your baby, that's great. So we have some events that go along with it. For adult summer reading, we've got these like little coupons that you fill out and then you get to put in for drawings. We have great merchants in town, very generous. And, you know, different things like read a book out of your comfort zone or attend one of our programs. So, yeah, so it's lots of fun. And we hope that you'll, you know, we have things going all year round for the kids. We don't tend to do too many other adult reading programs during the year, but kids, we have lots of opportunities during the year. So if you're not here for this one, then, you know, you'll get to the one in the fall or the winter.
So one of those badges made me think, you know, read a book outside of your comfort zone. Have you ever had an adult come up to you, maybe because of summer reading, where you're trying to expand people's experiences reading books? Have you ever had somebody come up to you and just say, I'm so glad that I tried out this new genre?
I have, because I've worked in libraries where staff had to do that, and it really does help when you, sometimes people say, you know, I'm tired, I want to read something new, different that I wouldn't normally do, and it's always fun to find something for somebody, and, you know, especially when they come back and tell you they really liked it, or maybe it wasn't for them, but then, you know, then you kind of have a sense of, okay, well, they like this, they didn't like that, so let's see what else we can find for people. I mean, that's Reader Advisory, and I've literally been doing it since my teens. Even before I got my degree, I would do it in the local public library where I worked. So, yeah.
Yeah, so summer reading kicked off at the beginning of June. Is it too late for people to sign up?
Nope, it's not too late. You know, give Katie or Joe a call, depending on if it's youth or adult, and, you know, we'll get you in the program.
There's still events that are coming up, and you can still get your name into drawings by completing some of these badges, right?
Completing, you know, some of the badges, coming to some of our programs. We had the movie this week on Monday. I don't remember what the July movie will be, but I'm sure I'll be back talking about it. And so, yeah, there's lots of fun things that you can do. We have some couple of programs coming up. So on Saturday, July 19th at 2 p.m., we will have Jeff Stein, who is on your radio show. Is that every morning or once a week, talking about a fun fact about Iowa?
The Iowa Almanac, once a week. But he was also on KFJB. He was a KFJB personality back in the day, too.
Yes, I know that. So we're going to have him. He's a great. We've had him before. This is his new book on the I thought he has a book out, but on the Iowa Almanac and Iowans You Should Know, with both the famous and the not so famous. So probably from a couple of people in Marshalltown, hopefully he'll talk about, to, you know, people that sometimes I'm like, I didn't know they were from Marshalltown. I liked the other day he was talking about, were you guys talking about the things that were invented in here, like Rice Krispie treats and stuff. So,
yeah.
And I didn't know that because I'm not from the Midwest. But yeah, so Jeff Stein, Saturday, July 19th at 2 p.m. And then we're doing something different. We are going to be doing an Iowa author visit on August 28th. I think it's at 6 or 6:30. And so she is a romance writer. Her name is Denise Williams. She lives in Des Moines. She's going to come to visit. We're going to do this a different take. Most of our programs are on the weekend. We're doing this on a Thursday evening. Everybody's welcome, but we're kind of approaching to a different demographic. And we're going to talk about the book. It's a little spicy.
Ooh.
So we're going to have book discussion on July 23rd, one at 2 p.m. and one at 6 p.m. So if you work, you can come. I'll be doing both of those.
What is like the 2 p.m., the one for everybody? 6 p.m. is the ones for the nightlife? Is that what that is?
Well, I don't know.
I guess we'll have to come to find out.
You'll have to come and find out. But so we have copies of the book at the library, and you can check one out. And then, or you don't have to read the book. You don't have to finish the book. Sometimes people come to book discussions, and I know they haven't even cracked the book open, but it's not a big deal. So we're doing that on July 23rd. And then in August, we're having her at the library, and we're going to make it kind of a fun event. We're hoping to kind of draw in a little bit of a different crowd, you know, younger women, you know, not that I've got anything against older women because I'm an older woman, but we just want to, you know, we haven't done a lot of programming for that age group. So your age group.
Oh,
you know,
well, I'm a man though, Sarah.
You're a man, but that's okay. There are men who read romance, you know. I mean, you think about all the rom-coms that have been such successful. Harry loves, you know, When Harry Met Sally and all these different things. And it's funny, you know, Sleepless in Seattle. And
You Got Mail.
You Got Mail. And it's funny because I think people say, well, I don't read rom-coms but that's what a rom-com, this is just like a rom-com book. It's just, you know, so I think sometimes people don't think that way. But yeah, so we're just going to try something different, see if we can get, you know, that group. But everybody's welcome to come. So, and it's just a little fun spice. So.
Yeah. Not going to lie, Sarah, rom-coms are actually pretty good films. It usually keeps me entertained for the 90 minutes or 2 hours or however much. This author, Denise Williams, you said she's from Des Moines. What's the book? Is it, you guys going to talk about a specific book? You got it here today.
Well, this is her newest book. And so I'm sure we'll talk about it. We're going to, you know, we're going to do a Q&A with hopefully a local person will do the Q&A with us. And, you know, she'll probably talk about the writing process, maybe how she got into writing. I saw her in Ames, Katie Fink, and I saw her a couple of months ago. There were 500 people there. Now, I'll be honest, they weren't all there for Denise. They were with another woman named Allie Hazelwood. She's a big name in rom-coms. Allie Hazelwood has a PhD in neurobiology from Stanford, but now she writes romance novels. So she's wonderful, and there were people from all over, and Katie and I kept looking around, talking to people. Where are you from? People had driven for a couple of hours to go this. So even if we capture a portion of that audience, we'd be really pleased for Denise and for us. And we're just trying something different to see if it works for us. Is there more of a, should we do more of this, you know, add this programming to our repertoire?
Yeah. So. Yeah. So you said somebody's going to kind of lead that question and answer discussion. What about, are you going to have refreshments or anything?
Yes, we're going to have a mocktail and maybe some door prize or two. So we just want to make it kind of a fun event, you know, not a ton of time. It'll probably be like an hour, maybe an hour 20. There'll be a bookseller there from Beaverdale, and so you'll be able to get an autographed book. So maybe for you, maybe for a gift for your mom or your sister or your niece or something. So it's just a fun, we're hoping it's going to be a fun kind of light end of summer event.
Yeah, yeah. So give us that date in August one more time when Denise Williams
it's
will
gonna
be here.
It's going to be August 28th, and I think it's at 6 o'clock. And I'm sure we'll try to get Kyle or you to talk to her on the radio. You guys are always so great about that. And yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up here. I know, Sarah, we've mentioned a couple different events, and obviously all the events that go on with adult and youth summer reading. Where can we find those online?
You can do this any time of day or night, marshalltownlibrary.org, and that's our website.
Yeah, so Sarah, I know we mentioned kind of at the very beginning Libby. Libby is both a website people can go to. It's also an app that people can download on their phone. And that's when you mentioned, you know, the library is open 24/7. That's where people can go get that app on your smartphone, tablet, anything like any of those smart devices, right?
Yes, it's a great app. I have it. I use it personally. We have a lot of people that go away for the summer or the winter, and they tell us they use it, whether they're home in Florida or maybe they're up at their lake house in Minnesota. And so it's great to know that our patrons are being served wherever they are.
Yeah, so you have to be eligible for that. You just have to have a library card,
You have to
right?
have a library card. You have to live in Marshalltown or rural Marshall County, or there are a couple of cities that contract with us. But, you know, if not, look at your, if you live in State Center or LeGrand, talk to their library and see how they can help you.
Awesome. Sarah, I appreciate you guys stopping by once a month or being a little flexible. We're hit you twice here in July, but I appreciate you always keeping us up to date with what's going on at the Marshalltown Public Library. So thank you.
Thank you.